Welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the Shangri-La Hotel, Santa Monica, California. So let's get down to business.
Oh, hold on, hold on. You know that I love these intros, especially when you're around the world in different places. But tell me that again. Where exactly are we?
We are at the Shangri-La Hotel, opposite Venice Beach, here in Orange County, California, man.
California, L.A., yeah? Flew into LAX, and it's just wonderful to be here with yourself, our main man Marco behind the camera, and the rest of the core team, Hugh and Mark, and I can't really wait for this little summary that we've got coming up for what we've been doing and who we've met.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. Well, let's kick it off, man. Let's do a little cheers.
Oh, I just love that. I just love that sound. Let's do it again. So,
smooth. Very, very smooth. Get into detail. I want to go to the granular level of what we've been up to, because what we've been doing is giving snippets of what we've been up to, who we've been with, but I don't think we've really given the real for real view.
Well, first of all, how do you feel?
Phenomenal.
You feel good?
I feel great.
You look good. You look pretty. Oh. You look very relaxed. You look tanned. You got that California glow on you.
California dreaming, man. You know what? I've been to a few places in the States, dude, and I tell you what, LA's been my favorite. Like, I've had a phenomenal time here.
I wasn't expecting LA, and it's my first time, and I've been all over the US, but I wasn't expecting LA to be just so beautiful, and especially Santa Monica, right down on the beach. I mean, the weather's been awesome. It's such a difference and change coming out of London, which we're now coming into winter. And, you know, I'm kind of asking myself, especially today, going, why don't we live here?
Yeah, man. It's kind of going from the winter gear to the shorts, you know what I mean? It's kind of going back a season a little bit. And the lifestyle here is amazing. Like, everyone's happy. You know, everyone's kind of hanging out, chilling. I mean, it's a different vibe to the kind of the snappy culture in London to get stuff done.
Well, listen, you and I both know I love London. I really love the heartbeat of London. But I'll tell you what, now that I've come to LA, wow, I mean, this has been great. So why don't we give a little summary? Why don't we give a little bit of insight? Why don't we communicate to our community what actually we've been doing here? So maybe you kind of want to take it back to
Tuesday. Let's start at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. Like dot zero. Like, Genesis block number one.
Like Genesis block number one, okay. Dude. Like stepping off the plane. That's how far back we're going to take it, dude.
Let's go,
man. So after going, how long was the flight? Was it 11 hours or 11 and a half hours? I can't remember, man. It was pretty
brutal. Long flight, but we really got well looked after. Thank you very much for all the Virgin cabin crew who sorted me totally out. I think there was some bottles of Prosecco and some very nice meals and lots of beers. And we were treated really, really well. So yeah, very nice.
A big shout out to those guys and gals for that matter.
Absolutely.
After rocking up to LAX, we rented what is known here as an SUV. In England, that would be like an estate car, right? But here it's an SUV. It's a huge automobile. I mean, the thing looks bulletproof. So we got in that, and like the traffic, dude, that's the first thing that I thought about. How ridiculous is the traffic here? You think London's bad? Come here. I mean, we traveled 12 miles. It took us 40 minutes, and that was quick.
Yeah, that was quick, especially with Hugh, the co-founder of SVK Crypto, driving. I didn't fancy my chances, but I'm glad that we got
here. The seatbelts clicked in pretty quickly.
And I think Marco got lots of footage of that. But, you know, we came straight down to Santa Monica. We checked straight into the Shangri-La Hotel, and we pretty much kicked off right from then.
Yeah, we touched down here. First thing we had to do, right, is just get an idea of where we are, where we're at. And right opposite the hotel, so right opposite where we are at the minute, you have a cliff face and you have the beautiful beach. I mean, the beach is just so long. It's like, what would you say, a couple of hundred meters sand?
Like, I mean, now you're talking from coastline to water. You're correct. Not talking about
width. No, I'm talking about width.
Almost
like
depth
length.
To water. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really, really nice. It's very, very picturesque.
Oh, it's beautiful. But the first thing we had to do when we touched down was hit up our boys at Everpedia.
That's right, yeah. And maybe you just want to give like a real brief summary to our listeners, to our community, with regards to Everpedia. What exactly is it? Give me that one line. Give me the elevator top line, 100-foot view point down summary. Make it simple for me.
Break it down. Well, Everpedia is, well, the name itself, let's start with the name. So Everpedia stands for Everyone's Encyclopedia. That's where the name came from. Now, Everpedia itself is a decentralized Wikipedia as well. Now, what that gives us, well, the content creator, the ability to do is create cool content, but that to be verified by the community itself. So the content and the information that you look at on Everpedia is correct. Unlike Wikipedia, where you have no content control on there and no one really fact checks it. And they have a small team, but there's a lot of information there on Wikipedia, so it's hard to fact check everything. So with Everpedia, they go for more of a community approach where everyone and anyone can fact check it and get rewarded in IQ tokens, which is the native token. But what's really interesting is I was actually bummed up. Hotel, we got a suite right by the beach. So of course I invited Sam, who's the president and one of the co-founders of Everpedia, and Suchet, who's also is the COO and also a co-founder of Everpedia. They came down, they were hanging with us in the suite. We did a really cool podcast on Tuesday. If you haven't listened to it already, check it out. Getting to Know Everpedia is the title of that, and we had a lot of fun with those guys, kind of getting their vibe and their feel and their view and their insight, because apart from being top class dudes, they have an amazing level of insight, not only into EOS, but the entire space. So any opportunity we get to hear that, we take it.
Yeah, I'm glad that you summed it up actually so eloquently. I couldn't have done a better job myself. They are a token which is currently trading. It is IQ, is the ticker symbol for that token. I think they're trading just under 1 cent right now. On Tuesday, which was our first day here, they came down to Charles's room. Charles managed to, I wouldn't say got a suite, I'd say hustled a suite, more like it. Charles has an awesome room here, and it permitted us to do the podcast with the guys from Everpedia. Wow, I mean, it was a great podcast, and it was just before we went out. And they're such an impressive group. And we've met Sam before, and I thought that they were really insightful in talking about Everpedia, and I'm very excited about that project. And you're right, of course, they have executed on the EOS.io protocol, so it's right in our strike zone.
Well, as his nickname is, and his Twitter handle is, he's known as Persian Zucks.
Persian Zucks.
So, as in Persian Zuckerberg.
After executing the podcast and having a few drinks, what do we do then, Charles?
Oh man, we got hungry, dude. So obviously we had to eat. So we went down, not even far away, literally 3 minutes from my hotel, a place called Boa Steakhouse.
Yeah.
I recommend it to anyone that's in Santa Monica. Check it out. And after ordering pretty much half the menu, and I you forget because you're in England, the portion sizes are a lot smaller.
Yeah, they were big.
I mean, geez, the portions were huge. We couldn't even finish them. But halfway through, I looked to my left and I saw a familiar face. And I was like, I think that's Dr. Dre.
Who did you ask?
I was like, hey, Shane. Shane was sitting next to me. I was like, hey, Shane, is that Dr. Dre? And he looks over and he's like, yeah, that's Dre.
Yeah, we did not forget about Dre. I took one look at him, and after being a big NWA fan, after being a big fan of what he did with Beats by Dre, selling it to Apple, after recently seeing, obviously, the most amazing film Straight Outta Compton, and then the Defiant Ones with Jimmy Iovine, which is also, an absolute legend of the game, I took one look and went, Charles, that's Dr. Dre. So apart from myself and Charles, which were stuck in behind the table, the Everpedia guys were not. So what did they do?
Sam and Sasha went straight over there. Like not even thinking about it, went straight over there. Dr. Dre's with his wife, straight over there, came back with the biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, they were like two little schoolboys.
Kids in the candy shop, man. And the cool thing was that we gave Sam a present before we went out of an SVK Crypto t-shirt. And that was something that we gave to him, and we love to give out to people because we love to show everyone our brand. And he actually put it on.
He put it on straight away.
He put it on straight away.
He wore it out.
And it was only when he came back and showed me the picture where he had the SVK Crypto t-shirt with him and Dr. Dre that I remembered he was wearing the t-shirt. Because he always dresses in kind of dark colors anyway. I didn't think about it at the time.
Well, the guys, rightly so, went right over to Dre. They've been massive hip-hop fans. and the Everpedia guys got a photograph. And when they came back, we were really happy for those guys. What I thought was a real player move, and they were such gentlemen.
Baller move, as they would
baller say. Baller move. They said, listen, we're going to do something to thank Dre for the photograph. We're going to send over a bottle of Dom Perignon. But for full disclosure, Sam said he was paying for the Dom Perignon out of his own wallet, his own money.
His own cash.
It was not going on the Everpedia tab, just so everybody knows. He's not taking your money and buying booze with it for Dr. Dre. And they wrote a lovely note, and they said, if you ever want to know about crypto,
hit me up.
Yeah, hit me up. And they put their name and their number, and they sent a bottle over of beautiful champagne for Dr. Dre. And I think it was very welcomed. I think it was very liked.
Very liked by you. Now, you have to maybe rejog my memory here, Shane. I can't remember what happened afterwards. Oh, yeah, I do remember. Where's that place called? The one with the open kind of, the open area outside? It's kind of like a Shoreditch House type style.
We were then joined by Timothy Lewis. Some of you may know Timothy Lewis. He is a real thought leader in the space. Timothy has done lots of different things. He's worked for an advisor for the DNA Fund, which is also in LA. He's also very much involved in Liberty Block, Block Producer, and they've also got a venture capital and hedge fund type strategy called Ikigai, and that's with some of the guys may know, Travis, who's his partner, who's ex 0.72 portfolio manager who worked for Stevie Cohen from SAC Capital. So Travis came down, Tim.
Yeah, Tim came down for some food.
Yep.
And he's always kind of in a, and as the Everpedia guy, a shaman type display. You know what I mean? He's when he walks into a room, you know. I don't know what it is. I can't really describe his style.
Do you know what I was calling him last night?
Oh, the Lion King.
No, a young Mel Gibson. Looks even Jamel Gibson, a better looking version of Mel Gibson,
just a hairier version.
So anyway, after that, Tim brought us up to a local establishment. It was one of his friends' birthday party, so we rocked in there and we had some kind of after dinner drinks. But what I realized it was when I looked at my watch, which I hadn't set back to LA time, it was now something like 9 o'clock in the morning. So we had, I think we'd been up for maybe 26 hours, so
27 hours straight.
Yeah. So I think after kind of having a drink, we decided to bow out of there and kind of come home, and we did, and we crashed. The only unfortunate thing was I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, wide awake.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Wednesday. So anyway, we rolled into Wednesday morning. Woke up early, met everybody down, had a meeting back in Charles's room. We bounced to the gym. I think a few of the guys went for a run. And then what did we do? What did we do Wednesday morning?
Oh, man, we'll give a big shout out, first of all, to Ruby's, which is an amazing Australian cafe come breakfast bar. I mean, that place has, it will change your life and change your perspective on breakfast. I don't know what they do there, but everything's just cooked to perfection.
It was good.
It was good. And I don't know if it's the sun shining down, the LA sun. I don't know what it is, but everything just tastes a bit nicer over here.
Really, really nice.
I think we're being fooled into this.
Sure, sure. So Wednesday then started to roll on.
Wednesday started to roll on. I mean, we've had a really busy schedule here. So with Wednesday itself, we actually headed down to Ikigai offices, which Tim, as you just mentioned, is one of the co-founders of, along with Travis. Really interesting office space. And we actually had a really cool tour. So big shout out to Tim for taking the time to show us around the intricacies of the Ikigai office and the people.
It actually reminded me a little bit of Jeremy Gardner's The Crypto House in San Francisco. The Crypto Castle, that's correct. With the guys here, Tim and the rest of the Ikigai guys, they have an awesome office pad, working space, and they have lots of different projects all under one roof. But their hospitality their level of detail and their time taken really to show us around. And I know that we have some amazing footage, which will also be kind of coming out of that day. Great to meet all those guys there and to sit down. And we also saw the project Byzantine. Byzantine Labs, which is something they've been working in internally, which helps developers almost like kind of templates in order to further your development creation on EOS. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, they're really focused on DEXs, which obviously is going to be a big thing. And at this current point in time, there's many challenges there. So it's really going to be really interesting when they really push that forward. But what I found really interesting at Ikigai, right, was the fact that when he's showing us around, you'd move into the first section of the office, have a look around, you meet some people, phenomenal. You move up to the next section, and there's like a room behind somewhere, and there's like a room full of developers. Like, you had no idea they were there. And they're like, oh, hey, man, what's happening? Yeah, all cool. And then you go somewhere else, and it's like people everywhere.
I felt the level of focus and the level of knowledge with regards to Tim and the Ikigai office and Byzantine Labs. I thought they were really sharp guys, and I thought they were, you know, really you know, real professional in what they were doing. Yeah. So anyway, that was you know, a great afternoon spending some time with those guys. And then after that, we left them and we came down into town and we ended up going to see the guys at Everpedia for more of a formal meeting.
Yeah, I mean, that was really fun. Like, really fun. And just to kind of put things into perspective, right by the beach, the Everpedia guys have an office.
Yeah. Oh my God,
it's crazy. And from the office space itself, when you walk in, they have a balcony overlooking the beach. It's insane. And when you walk in as well, it's really funny. I can tell there's a massive male presence there because they offer you a protein bar or some water or a can of Coke. Like that's what's on offer. Maybe a beer as well if you're one of the lads. You know what I mean? But I mean, what they're doing over there is insane. And it's really interesting because they have a really open door policy. And we met so many cool people there. So big shout out to the Crypto Twins who were there, who were developing some really interesting software.
Yeah.
And you know what they're doing actually for the hackathon, which is coming up this weekend? They're creating a USB stick with already programmed in software. So to help developers, when they put in the USB stick, they don't have to download it.
Wow.
Right? Okay, and they've got like 100 of these that they've manually done.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Apart from the Crypto Twins, we also met all the Everpedia team, which you know, we see a lot of projects, and we see usually in every project there's one leader, there's one visionary, or there's one, you know, very technical, advanced and experienced. I thought at the Everpedia office, every person that I met was like that. Every person was special. Every person was knowledgeable. Every person was already up to speed. They were acclaimed. They had exits. They had tech. I just thought they were, you know, such an impressive and such a welcoming group of people. What did you think?
You know what? I was blown away. And the reason why I was blown away is because everyone there had a purpose and they had a culture. And a culture is something that is really important and I think is overlooked at a lot of different startups and ICOs that we see. But the culture they had there was very supportive of one another. I mean, it's almost caveman-like, right? They would chant. When someone did something good, they'd chant your name and everyone in the office would join in. But everyone was like just so on the ball with what's going on and how to build this out. Everyone was singing off the same hymn sheet.
Yeah, very much.
Refreshing. Yeah. Very refreshing. And there wasn't any downside that I saw. And a lot of different teams, you normally have someone there who doesn't blend in well or is a little bit questionable with his experience or what he really brings to the party. Everyone at Everpedia brings their fair share and more. Not only insight and experience, but just the level of understanding of what's currently going on. Everyone's got their own different opinion, which is great. Like, at Everpedia, everyone's got their own view. And it's not like the view of the company. It's the view of the people within the company, and everyone has a different view.
I get that. I think it was great to, you know, really spend time on a social level and really see how people work. So then anyway, after that, I think it was about 6:30 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We were invited back to Timothy Lewis and the Liberty Block guys and
Ikigai
Ventures. They were having like a little kind of meetup, a little kind of a community affair. And they were having like a little bit of a rooftop party, which is unbelievable. In the house that they're in, they have a beautiful rooftop terrace, and they had a whole setup with some music and presentations and some great people. So we ended up going back there. Travis, who's Timothy Lewis's partner, who I've already spoke about, presented. Travis is a ex-hedge fund guy and very switched on, very slick, and he really kind of talked us through, you know, the investment case of why they want to be allocating capital to crypto. And then, of course, Timothy got up and he spoke about what Timothy does, and that's all building and dev. He actually said, you know, he likes building and breaking stuff, which I thought was kind of cool.
Timothy, I always tell him, this is a wordsmith. That's what he
is.
He's a William Shakespeare of our time. He makes words dance on the tip of his tongue. He's got an amazing charisma about him that just enchants you in. And every time he meets someone, he hugs them. Like, even something like that, like, it just entices you in. But it's really interesting the kind of the partnership that they have, because Travis, as you just mentioned, super slick guy, always wears a suit, super smart, hair flicked back. And I mean, Tim, who's a really out there kind of guy, he's a burner, like, yeah. he's got kind of like great stories, he's a community man, he understands tech,
yeah.
And he really gets it, right? So it's a really interesting blend between finance and tech together. It's really interesting seeing them present as well.
And you know what? I think you got to have that. You know, I think you got to have definitely. You know, I used to say from my old days, you used to have one step from the dance floor and one step in the DJ box. You know, you have to have the ability to have both, right? Because you know, one is a technical side. Yeah. You know, one is a finance side, and I think that works really, really well. And we also met some other great people at that event. I mean, I thought the level of knowledge and experience that was at that meetup and event or party, whatever, call it whatever you want, was unreal. Everybody that I spoke to really knew what they were talking about. So I think that went down to kind of 9:30, 10:00. And then we swung back into town and we ended up hooking up with all the Everpedia team for a really nice dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Crypto Twins. So we rolled back into town. To another steak place. It seems like it's like, what should we eat for dinner? Well, I guess like we can go for steak, right? Like that's kind of like the go-to meal at the minute.
Listen, Charles, it's a lot better than your meal deal that you have in Shoreditch, right? You know what I mean?
The co-op meal deal.
Shout out to Oliver and Mikey who are back in Shoreditch at SVK Crypto HQ.
Eating the co-op meal deal. On a daily basis.
Sorry guys, you know, we didn't spare you any scraps, you know?
But I think with that, right, let's be honest. Should we be honest?
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. So with the jet lag kicking in, I mean, we by the time we had some food, I mean, dude, we were done. I mean, we were toast. Like, falling asleep. We'd been up for 27 hours the prior night. We hadn't had much sleep that night. I mean, we were like a state of confusion. We didn't know what was going on. And I think, I don't know what happened, but after we left that place, we kind of got re-energized. We got back in the game a little bit. And the Everpedia guys wanted to go on quote-unquote wild, which we didn't know what that really meant, right?
Their wild and my wild could be two different things. Or maybe two very similar things, I don't know. But I didn't want to test it.
We didn't want to test it. But anyway, we ended up testing it. And we went to the bungalow.
We went to bungalow, yeah.
Bungalow's a cool place, right?
It's in the Fairmont Hotel, which is just right down in Santa Monica. And we hit that... myself and yourself, I think Sam and some of the other guys.
Some of the other guys were there. I mean, the bungalow, by the way, is an incredible place. Like, it's hidden behind all these bushes, and you go in, and it is literally a bungalow. And they have like pool, and there's just a great vibe. There's music, because it's LA, it's very open, because it doesn't rain a lot. Cool place, man.
Really, really cool. So I think we had some after dinner drinks there. And then the night ended. We came home and went to bed. Is that correct?
Right about now in the evening. I wish that was the case.
Well, but I think myself and Charles were the last two guys standing. But hopefully we didn't make too much noise when we came back to the hotel. I think we were quite well behaved. So then anyway, we came back. Hopefully we weren't too loud, and I think we pretty much got the. But what I did like was your ability to try to speak Swedish. To several of your new friends, your new colleagues at the bar, which was very
I wasn't
funny.
Aware I could speak Swedish.
I think after I bought I think it was two tequilas.
Oh jeez, man, do you know how big those shots were?
Yeah, like, they were pretty big.
Oh.
So anyway, after actually getting some sleep and resting all night, we woke up earlier again this morning, which is now we're on Thursday, and maybe you want to tell us a little bit about what we did on Thursday.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we kicked off the day with a nice big gym workout, but we had a really good call with Crypto Kitties. I mean, Benny's been on the show prior. It's a really great interview that he did, and he was talking about really their recent fundraising round of $15 million, where they've had Andreessen Horowitz.
Was that 1-5 or 5-0?
1-5. And they've had Andreessen Horowitz in the deal, Samsung Next, Google Ventures. And it was really interesting because CryptoKitties was seen as a fad, a phase, and it was done. But really what CryptoKitties represented was the ability to digitize offline assets as we know it, and digitize them and be able to trade them and have an exchange type service for that as well. And I think that's the potential that they hold, and they already have the basic structure for that with CryptoKitties. Now, it doesn't mean that they're investing naturally into CryptoKitties. It means that they're investing into the idea of digitizing offline assets, first time in history to be able to do that, which is super exciting. So it's really interesting to hear what he says, and they're obviously really interested in their community build out here in London, and we're obviously going to help with that. And
they're currently on Ethereum, right? Because obviously I believe they brought down the Ethereum network previously. I think it was like 37,000 transactions over a 7-day period, and there was a lot of unconfirmed transactions, and capacity of the network was maxed out at 100%.
Well, let's tell it how it is. They crashed the network.
Right, so it'll be interesting to see.
Not even
have
a lot of usage, by the way.
Well, yeah, I suppose, you know, it kind of depends. But anyway, Benny is definitely a big fan of the show.
Huge fan.
Listens a lot. He's very active as well on all our social medias across the board. So that's excellent to have him. And then after the call with Benny, what do we do?
We met a really special friend. He's a very close friend to us here at SVK Crypto. He actually drove all the way down from, I think it was like Southern California, I'm not too sure my Californian areas, but, or the Orange County areas, right? Because the Orange County, then you have California.
That's right.
Right? And he drove down 2 hours to hang out of us. And what we did, respect, you know who you are. Big shout out.
Respect.
But I think what's most interesting is what we did with him.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do something a little bit different. We wanted to embrace a bit of the flavor here. So around here, we haven't told them this. Around on the streets, there's like scooters everywhere you go.
Electric scooters, just dumped, literally
dropped off in random locations. And you download an app, and there's a few different companies that do this. And you go up and you scan it, and it's an electric scooter. And you just go off, whoosh, you whiz off. It's amazing. So myself, Shane, and a mysterious friend, we hit the beachfront along the path that goes right along the beach, right next to the sand, for about, what was it, like 3-4 miles?
Yeah, probably about an hour and a half. It was excellent. We had a real kind of exploring adventure after day, getting on a scooter and going all the way down and just seeing all the sights and taking it in. So that was cool, really
that was,
cool.
That was awesome. They go about 20 miles an hour, by the way. So we were like maxing those things out everywhere. we were seeing how fast they could go. But listen, I think what's really important now, we're back at the Shangri-La. We're having a great time. We're having a quick drink. And we've got some plans this evening, which we'll go into a later stage. But we're really excited for the EOS Hackathon. The real reason we're here.
Yeah.
We're really excited to be part of that. We've met so many interesting people who are going to be participating, mentoring, judging,
yeah,
who are going to be part of this. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. Yeah. We're super excited to be part of it.
So we're out for dinner tonight. Tomorrow morning, we're on a 10 o'clock flight from LAX to San Francisco.
Mm.
And then, of course, once we land in San Francisco, we've got a raft of meetings tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Lunches, dinners, cocktails. There's also lots of speaking arrangements that I'm committed to, which is going to be great. And maybe we'll update that to you on Friday or Saturday. I think what we're really looking forward to is actually seeing a lot of people that are coming to the hackathon. So do you want to kind of give me some names of who's present? I know Rob Finch from Cypherglass and from the Everything EOS podcast is going to be there. Also Zach Gall.
Yeah, sure. So you're kind of talking about the mentoring side of things, and there's going to be a massive amount of talent there, including the Everpedia guys who are going to be mentoring, right? So they're going to be flying up. Rob Finch is going to be mentoring along with Jay Chang, who's one of the mentors who won the mentor prize over in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
There's going to be a wealth of talent there. But what's really interesting is the judges. So we have Dan Larimer, who's going to be flying in.
Yeah.
We have Philip Rosedale. We have Mike Novogratz as another judge. We also have Margaret Elderman. She's going to be one of the judges. We have Mike Limpress, who's the chief policy officer at Coinbase. And Rob Judison, president at Block One. It's going to be an amazing talent pool. We're going to give a special shout out to the guys over at EOS Aurora.
Yeah, and we've got Miles Schneider coming down from EOS Aurora. And we got the guys from EOS New York, EOS Canada, EOS Detroit.
Yeah.
I can't really wait to see them. I've got Sam coming down from Galaxy. He's obviously hanging out with Mike Novogratz. It's going to be great to spend some time with him. We got Mike Alexander from Block One, Brian Mailer, Surge. So, it looks like an unbelievable lineup of great people, industry and thought leaders, and more importantly, friends and people that are part of our community.
We're really looking forward to that, and we're really looking forward to delivering a lot of content, because what we have done on this trip is brought Marco, our content king, who's been capturing all of the great things we've been up to. So we're really looking forward to pushing that out in the next couple of weeks as well, and bringing you up to speed not only with the audio but also the visual. Now we're really cranking things up here at SVK Crypto, really turning up the heat, and really want to bring you guys with us wherever we go around the world.
That's right. Well, listen, it's kind of getting close to having some dinner, so maybe we should kind of wrap this up right now. I'll say thank you very much. A great podcast, Charles, Jory. And I'll let you do the closing honors like you only know how.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. So, as always, if you haven't already, join us on Telegram, SVK space crowd. Hit us up on Twitter. We've got lots of cool pictures there at the minute, at SVK_crypto. If you have any questions, queries, or anything at all, feel free to hit myself up. CStory, at SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap. And I got a bounce.
Woo-hoo! Let's do it.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.